Sunday in Epiphany is taken from the Gospel of Matthew, chapter 4, starting with verse 12.
Glory to you, Lord.
Now, when Jesus heard that John had been arrested, he withdrew to Galilee. He left Nazareth and made his home in Capernaum by the sea in the territory of Zebulun and Naphtali, so that what had been spoken through the prophet Isaiah might be fulfilled. Land of Zebulun and land of Naphtali, on the road by the sea across the Jordan, Galilee of the Gentiles. The people who sat in darkness have seen a great light. And for those who sat in the region of shadow of death, light has dawned. From that time, Jesus began to proclaim, "Repent, for the kingdom of heaven has come near." As he walked by the Sea of Galilee, he saw two brothers, Simon, who is called Peter, and Andrew, his brother, casting a net into the sea, for they were fishermen. And he said to them, "Follow me, and I will make you fish for men," for people. Immediately, they left their nets and followed him. As he went from there, he saw two other brothers, James, son of Zebedee, and his brother John, in the boat with their father Zebedee, mending their nets, and he called them. Immediately, they left the boat and their father and followed him. Jesus went throughout Galilee, teaching in their synagogues and proclaiming the good news of the kingdom and curing every disease and every sickness among the people. And this, brothers and sisters, is the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Praise to you, O Christ.
Named Dory, which is a not case. And they start this adventure of finding Nemo. Okay? But listen to this scene. They don't know where they're going. They don't have a clue where Nemo is. And they have the whole ocean to go.
See a light.
A light?
Yeah, over there. Hey, Conscience, am I dead?
Oh, I see it too. What is it?
There's like a little beam.
It's so pretty.
I'm feeling happy, which is a big deal for me.
I wanted to touch it.
Oh. Hey, come back. We don't want to deck you.
I'm going to get you.
Why can't you?
I'm going to get you.
I'm going to swim with you.
I'm going to get you.
I'm going to be your best friend. Good feeling, let's go.
Appeared stable, not great, come with disruption. Like leaving a paradigm and entering into a new one comes with disruption. Instability and disruption from comfort, expectations, and safeness. And now, to this erupting new idea, to this erupting light, people are called. And that's the scripture for this Sunday. To this new idea and to this light that just erupted, people are being called. Leaving family and businesses, livelihood, leaving all those things and treating those things with something unknown, leaving the comfort, the safety, and the expected. That's the disruption that we're talking about the light brings, or the light brought. And they follow the light. In spite of those things, they follow the light. The light erupted and interrupted Capernaum. It did. Disruption happened in Capernaum. The call to follow Jesus happened, and with it, changes. Changes happen in Capernaum. It's like, I don't know, entering untrodden roads, paths that you've never walked. And even though we like to feel safe, we like to know what to expect, we are attracted to light. And we are attracted to this light. And this light messes with even our sense of identity and our sense of duty. It changes our world, just like it happened to Dory and Marlin. They thought it was something, and then they realized it was something else. Last Sunday, we were talking about a new perspective, this new perspective of being the ones that go and see, the hosted, instead of the ones that invite to see, the host. And we were talking about that. And in a little bit, we will be talking about how our year was. We will review our finances. And if you read what you were supposed to read during this week, you have already. Hoping to God that was the case. We will talk about the proposed budget. But also, we will talk about the future. The future in regards to ministry, the future in regards to, I don't know, ways to do our evangelical duty here in Hartford. And we have a group of people with that task of figuring that how that would look like or might look like.
I'll leave it at things.
New strategies. Don't ask yet, because we don't even know at this point.
That's the challenge of this room.
Not knowing, but in spite of not knowing, walking the path. A new way to do ministry and engage in an equal partnership with our community. But they're not the only ones that will be doing the walking. We will, all of us, enter untrodden roads. Just like them. And like Dory and Marlin, we're following the light, and in doing so, discover the reality of their situation. Remember also that in the midst of that, the light made it possible for them to find direction. Let's walk. Let's keep walking. Or soon.